Pastor Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
He is able to look our way and change it all around. Has he changed your situation there? When you thought you were down and out? He just glanced your way, and what looked to be bad, God turned what was bad into good. I don't know about you, but he just takes care of me every day. He just keeps on blessing me. And I need somebody in the blessed house who can say, Reverend, he just keeps on. I don't deserve what I have, but he just keeps on. Even when I mess up, he just keeps on. I don't deserve to get what I got, but he just keeps on blessing me. And because he blessed me, I got to show up in here and let him know how grateful I am. Of course, I have somebody in the house. You're not ashamed enough to show folks how grateful that you are. I understand sometimes we get to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But sometimes we need to walk up in here and tie up the pew. Because God has been so good to me. Brought you out of the hospital. You ought to be in here shouting. The doctor gave you news on a Monday and then gave you better news by Friday. You ought to be shouting. A biopsy on a Monday, you get good news on Wednesday, you ought to be shouting. The doctor said, we don't know what's going on, but by the time they look again, it's already fixed. You ought to be shouting. So you ought to be able to testify with Rev that my God shall supply all of my needs. Watch closely here. What kind of needs you're talking about, Rev? I'm not just talking about financial needs. Help issue needs. Children need. Do I have some help in the house? Because we need the Lord to take care of our children on these dangerous streets. So we got to pray to the Lord to take care of my child wherever their feet may stand. Wherever. We know they go to wrong places. We didn't been the wrong place. But wherever they go, Master, please take care of my child. Do I have some help in the house? Every parent ought to be praying for their child. I don't care how old they are, you ought to still be praying for your child. Because the prayer will bring them through. My God. My God. I don't know if he's your God or not. But Paul says, my God. David says in the Old Testament, the Lord is my shepherd. And then he says, I shall not. He simply meant that my God shall supply. My God shall supply. Because I shall not want. There's nothing. Now, folk measure you by your wealth. But measure me by my God. Do I have some help in the house? Don't measure me by my wealth. Measure me by my God. But when you measure me by my God, find out, although I don't have much in my pocket, I am moved by a rich and wonderful God who takes care of me. Watch closely, y'all. God will take care of me. If I just call the roll, Moses would tell you, my God shall supply. All of Israel get down by the Red Sea, they cross it over, and then God started feeding them manna from Elijah, who runs and goes by the brook Cherith. He's fed by two ravens. I call one a butcher and one a baker, because God is supplying his need. At the same time, he causes the Wheels on Meals program to go out of business, and then there's a woman in the city called Zarephath who's about to have a little meal and a little oil with a little bread, and she and her son is about to eat and die. He shows up in the city. The woman says, no, my son and I are gonna die, but I can hear him saying, but my God, the God that I serve is
by myself. Amen.
yourself. What we got yesterday is junk. In your hand. Leave that alone. Let that go. Don't hold on to that. You're not going to get a blessing by holding on to yesterday's junk. All it's going to do is just drag you down. And then God can't use you because you're full of junk. Do I have some help in the house? Your heart full of junk. Hands full of junk. Mind full of junk. Every time you make a step, you're full of junk. You got to get rid of the junk. The church is going to be what God wants it to be. Let it rain. We got to get rid of yesterday's junk. I got no help in the house. You see, I want to progress in the name of the Lord. I want to progress in the will of the Lord. I want to progress in the way of the Lord. So if I'm going to progress, watch closely here. When he gives out tender mercies, he does it what? Daily and well. His tender mercy. He gives them out daily. Tender mercies daily. In other words, he give you a new mercy every minute, every morning, every night, every midnight, morning, other night. He give you another tender. How can you hold on to yesterday's junk and then receive the tender mercies that God wants you to have? Don't abort you. Don't take your blessings to the abortion clinic. God is trying to bless you, and you is doing nothing but messing. You take your blessings to the abortion clinic. When God is trying to give you your blessing, you say, well, I'm going to abort this blessing. God wants you to be. Yeah. Paul. Faithful Christian servant, yes, preacher, pastor, potentate, yes, church planner, church grower, yes, church believer, Christ raiser. Yes. Here, something happens funny, y'all. In this text, it happens funny. Here, Paul is on a mission. But the church has set themselves up to be blessed. Maybe you can't see it in the text. The Philippians was looking out for their preacher, pastor, teacher. It was a small church. They wasn't rich in money, but they were rich in spirit.
Amen.
And when Pastor Paul was down and out, they sent it.
Yes, sir.
Up a prize.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving forward.